Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Amy, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Saturday, February 21st. This week, we have just begun the season of Lent. Listen in as I read passages that lead us to self-reflection, prayer, repentance, and renewal. Today, I'll be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21 in the ESV and Psalm 42, also in the ESV. Paul writes these words, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." These are such beautiful verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we reflected on them somewhat on Ash Wednesday, but I want to go to the first part when Paul is talking about how if we are in Christ, we are new creations. I remember in middle school that I had a shirt that had this verse on it, and it had this butterfly, and about learning at some point how the butterfly is a picture of this, right? Of the transformation from old to new. And in this season of Lent, I think this is a really powerful image because as we are reflecting, we can become so downtrodden and guilt-ridden over our sin that we need to be reminded that we are new creations in Christ. Yes, there is sin to be repented of, and we are in continual need of Christ's love and care and forgiveness. But also, sin no longer has a power over us, and that when God looks upon us, he does not see our filthy rags, but he sees Christ's righteous clothing over us, and we have access to come before the Father because of what Jesus has done. And so if you are in Christ, you are a new creation today. And so I think from that, Paul would say, go forth and do good works, not to earn your salvation, but to live into this new identity that you have. Our next reading is our reading from the book of Psalms. Today we are in Psalm chapter 42. "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you, from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." This is one of my favorite psalms, and one thing I love about this psalm, the imagery is so vivid, the deer panting for water as it thirsts, and this picture of how our souls long for the Lord. I'm reminded of something that Augustine said that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you, O Lord. And then the other thing I love about it, I love this repeated refrain. So the psalmist is remembering back to a time when he or she was active in worship, even leading in worship, and something has happened now, some situation has come up in life, and we don't know what it is, but things are difficult, and the psalmist is bringing a lament before the Lord, asking God hard questions, even as other people ask him the same questions. They ask him, where is your God? And the psalmist has this moment in verse 5, and then again in verse 11, where he or she begins to talk to themselves and say, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. I think this is such a beautiful picture of reminding us that we have to talk to ourselves. We have to remind ourselves and tell ourselves what we know to be true, even when it may not feel that way. And the Psalms are this really beautiful expression of being honest and vulnerable with the Lord about our feelings. There's nothing Pollyanna or glib in this psalm. He's pouring out his heart to God. But even at the same time, even as he says, God, why have you forgotten me? Then a few verses later, he says, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. And so we have to call our hearts and our minds again to focus on the one in whom our hope rests, even when we can't see it with our eyes. We can't see how the Lord is at work. We can't see what he is doing. We don't have answers for why these things are happening in our lives. And even in the psalm, the psalmist talks about how these are the songs he sings in the night. And so I think it's good to have a song in the night. And that in the night, we can, like the psalmist, say to ourselves, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. And reminded here, this fits so well together with that 2 Corinthians 5 reading, because what is our hope ultimately? Our hope in life and in death is in Jesus, our Savior, that we are reconciled to God because of what Christ has done for us. And that is a hope that cannot be shaken by the circumstances of this life. It's one that remains eternal and secure. Would you pray with me? Lord, we are grateful for your word. We're grateful for the truth that in Christ we are new creations. The old has passed away, the new has come. Lord, and even as we pray, we confess those parts of our old lives we want to hold on to, the sin that so easily entangles and encumbers us, Lord. Would you help us to lay aside those things like weights that are hindering us and to run with endurance the race before us, to live into this identity as your new creations, and to remember that when you look upon us, you see us as your sons and your daughters, clothed in your righteousness because of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that in times of joy and also in times of sorrow, we can come to you, that the psalmist models for us here what songs in the night look like. And so, Lord, would you call to mind the hope that we have in life and in death, in joy and in sorrow? Would you remind us of the certainty of your presence and of the promise of eternal and everlasting life with you? We pray this in your name. Amen.